Good morning. It's Friday, March the 19th, 2010, and this is Claire Grant with the Three Beautiful Things podcast. The season has definitely turned. It's as if something has tipped over, spilling light, warm air, flowers and birdsong onto the earth. I have a list in my head of signs of spring, and I feel very happy as I tick each item off. One is a certain smell that happens in springtime. I can't put my finger on it, but I always know that one day it won't be any different to the day before. I'll stand on the step and sniff the air, and that'll be spring started. I caught it yesterday. Saturday, March the 13th. More rubbish, painted windows, and left to my own devices. What do I do with these? The tip attendant puts his hands out for my broken electricals and gives me such a beautiful, bright smile. 2. Newly painted window frames. Dark outside. It's almost a treat to stand here and do the washing up. 3. Poorly husband goes to bed early. Wife stays up and plays Zelda, Twilight Princess. Sunday, March the 14th. Strooch, Better and Bouquets. 1. Two teenage girls, arm in arm, shuffle noisily through the shopping centre. One is wearing sloppy sheepskin boots, and the other a pair of badly fitting ballet flats. 2. I come home from shopping and Nick gives me the thumbs up as I pass the window. The fewer use the B word! My mind races. Boring? Blue? Bogus? Bollocks? Big! She said it was big! 3. We sit in the window of a pub on the Pantiles, and people of all ages and sizes pass, some briskly, some dawdling with phones and pushchairs, all carrying bunches of flowers. Monday, March the 15th. 1. We visit Nick's parents and find them in good spirits. When I write that, I feel like a historic diarist, my whaler's wife, or Anne Hughes from The Diary of a Farmer's Wife. 2. I like to bring bedding in off the line. It always smells better than any detergent ever could. It's a cold smell that fills the vault of my head and makes me think of light and shadow. 3. We've recorded HMS Pinafore. It's good once in a while to sing along with an opera, to make comments about the costumes, and to stop the action for a pee break. Tuesday, March the 16th. Organised, chipper and turning the table. 1. I get a coffee and line up my week's work in my notebook. 2. I like to hear the robin chipping, chipping away. He sits, small and bellicose, in the conifer outside the window to guard the coconut shell filled with fat and seeds. 3. We've moved the kitchen table round to give more space in the kitchen, and now, instead of sitting face to face, we sit side by side. I wasn't keen, because I thought it would make conversation awkward. It doesn't really, and now we tend to turn our chairs at the end of the meal to spend some time cuddling and chatting. And here's something I forgot. Along the footpath between Royal Chase and Oakdale Road, soft mauve and white crocuses have pushed their way through the asphalt. They seem too naked and unarmed to have won such a victory. Perhaps the asphalt is more soft-hearted than it seems. Wednesday, March the 17th. First warmth, the opportunity, and she's reading. 1. For the first time this year, it's warm enough to walk around the flat in bare feet in the early morning. 2. We grab a cup of coffee and sit in the sun, the home worker and the mother with a new baby. 3. Catherine and I talk on the phone. She says that my goddaughter is reading now. You know the little letter you wrote in her birthday card? She's read most of that. Ellie has been identifying letters since she was tiny, so I've always taken care to print clearly in her cards, but to hear that she's reading me tickled me very much. Here's a bonus beautiful thing. While I'm working in the morning, I hear the geese go overhead. Thursday, March the 18th. A secret, crocuses and don't move. 1. The common with its bare trees and clear ground seems barren at the end of winter, but it's smiling in the sunshine as if it has a secret happiness. 2. Crocuses, baby mauve, egg yolk yellow and whole milk white, have pushed their way through the khaki dead ground in the park. Today they are the only pure bright colours in all creation, apart from the sky, I mean. 3. The financial advisor comes round and I ask him a question that has been bothering me for months. He looks over a few pages, taps on his calculator and says that it's best to leave things as they are. Friday, March the 19th. No coat, everybody out, and baked potato. 1. To go out in the first days of spring wearing a coat, and find myself damp and overheated when I get home. The second time I go out, I leave the coat behind. I'm serious and workmanlike on the outside, but inside I'm whooping for joy. It's so good to see people strolling around. We're coming out now, the weather is warmer. One man in a sky-blue jumper looks a bit dazed, as if he's forgotten over winter how much world there was. I see him pause at the top of the road and examine the pole of a traffic sign. 3. To cut through the crisp skin of a baked potato, the hot insides are soft and creamy and savoury. And that's all. Thank you for listening, and keep looking out for your own beautiful things, and have a wonderful week. This show is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.